Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. AccuWeather says the gorgeous day trend continues today from yesterday, but the humidity will find its way back tomorrow. And it comes complete with a heat advisory that starts at noon tomorrow and through Wednesday night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with more to start off our Monday afternoon. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, we have another round of heat coming our way. This heat does not look as intense, or as at least the peak of the heat won't last as long as the heat wave we had back around the 4th of July. And overall, the humidity won't be quite as high either. But there will be some times where the humidity does start to come up, and that'll start to tomorrow afternoon. We'll see highs get into the low 90s. That'll be the start of the heat wave. Wednesday, by far the worst day of the stretch, as we'll see highs in the upper 90s. Wouldn't be surprised if some parts of New Jersey hit 100 degrees. And AccuWeather real field temperatures certainly in the triple digits with the humidity, again, probably at its highest level Wednesday. Still looks hot Thursday. Highs will be in the 90s, but the humidity will drop, looks like a fair amount by the time we get to the afternoon. And then highs should get back into the 80s as we head toward the weekend. Larry?
All right. Thank you, Bri. And with the approaching heat wave, the red warning flags are already up to protect yourself from the dangerous heat, even if you absolutely must be out there in it.
We can't control the weather, but we can control what we do in it. It's best to stay in cool spaces and hydrate, but Peyton says
the heat is, like, in a city like this, less of a concern for, like, the people who are, like, choosing to be in it, and more of a concern for, like, the people that literally can't escape it.
Construction workers, first responders, reporters.
I can, like, run early, go back inside, and, like, you know, chill in the AC, whatever. It's, like, people, they have to work in it all day. Like, that's brutal.
Brutal, what we're in for, weather in the 90s, but thanks to do in the city, definitely in the hundreds.
They say this is like the coolest summer you're gonna have for the rest of your life.
However you spend it, hope there's an AC nearby. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Prospect Park.
The coolest, he says. Speak for yourself, young man. On the Upper East Side and even spreading to the West, it looks like the Legionnaires mitigation continues. As of Sunday, there were 59 total cases as the testing and cleaning continues now.
An apartment building on the Upper West Side self-reported Legionnaires bacteria. Mayor Mamdani was asked about that.
Our health department is aware of a building independently conducting Legionella testing, and they did so in their internal plumbing system.
He went on to explain they do not have a cooling tower. That's the problem with the Upper East Side outbreak. The number of illnesses continues to climb there.
We've also just released the addresses of the buildings that had positive PCR tests, and that is the first time an administration has done so in a number of years.
He says part of being as transparent as possible as health department efforts continue to identify and address the problem. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And oh goodness, here we go, folks. Food shoppers checking their grocery list twice now. This after an outbreak of something I can't even pronounce, cyclosporiasis? Whatever. Anyway, it can contaminate fruits and vegetables and cause stomach and bowel issues like you've never seen.
It's a parasite that could be found in fresh fruits and vegetables, causing this.
Explosive diarrhea. Joy.
And while no one wants to be stuck in the bathroom for weeks, Edie says it's also impossible to completely change her diet.
Summer fruit, summer veg, not going to pass on that. Triple washing. The spinner is sitting on the counter now.
We caught up with Donald doing his usual Trader Joe's grocery haul.
Peppers, squash, sweet potatoes. I eat everything. I wash things in baking soda to get the chemicals off, so I do care about the chemicals, but the parasite seems like it's far away.
But for Carlos, lettuce and fresh fruit aren't in his cart.
Stay away completely.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Cobble Hill.
Just what we need, right? Boy, oh boy. Switching gears, in Totowa, police say an early morning explosion rocked the neighborhood today. They believe the vehicle belonged to a plumber. Say the guy was starting his car on Congressional Lane about 6 o'clock this morning and kablooey. They think it might have been an acetylene tank leak in the car. They think, they didn't release the condition of the driver, I should say, but he was definitely injured in the blast, which destroyed the car and also took out a fence. Two people in custody today after police say they stole a vehicle on Staten Island and plowed the thing into a house while trying to get away. Cops spotted a Nissan Rogue driving recklessly on Grassmere Avenue. They say the driver lost control and, boom, ran into a two-story house right there on the street. Nobody was hurt. The DOB issued a partial vacate order and told the homeowner to get an engineer on it, make sure it's, you know, structurally sound. Kind of makes you wonder, though, who gets to pay for the study and the damage? Because you know the alleged car thieves probably don't have the money to do it and pay for that damage. Boy, boy. All right, Wins family, do you remember when we used to catch fireflies and hold them in a bottle? Oh, that was the neatest thing back in the day, right? Well, if you want a little of that nostalgia, grab a glass bottle and run on over to Long Island, where we hear the insects are lighting up this year more than ever.
If you have seen more fireflies with their yellow glow, you are correct. Sweetbriar Nature Center's Janine Ben-Dixon says the snowy winter protected the larvae, resulting in more fireflies.
When you have a blanket of ice or snow, that's actually moisture, and that's keeping them alive.
And why do they have that glow?
All has to do with mating. The males are the ones that fly around and make their little flashes. The females stay on the ground or on the tree bark, and they're actually calling to each other.
She says fireflies help our gardens by eating slugs and snails. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Safety netting has been added to one side of that building on East 42nd Street that nearly collapsed last week. The exterior netting is to prevent any debris from falling and clunking people on the head. Crews have been working around the clock now to install new supports at the former Pfizer building where columns buckled 6 days ago beneath newly added floors. Vacate order still in effect for nearby buildings, of course, and East 43rd Street remains closed between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. We're keeping watch on that so you'll know. You know, everybody's wondering what's happening with that building and is it safe to go in the neighborhood. Well, you and a partner could really use a night out, but who's going to watch Mini Me and Mini Mo? Here comes the Big Apple to the rescue. Listen to this.
The city is launching its first ever Parents Night Out.
That'd be good because give the parents time to do what they want to do, especially if they're trying to find work or things of that nature.
Elizabeth is a mom and grandmother and says her grandson has already gotten involved in the recreational programs.
It's a beautiful place in there. They got a little bit of everything in there.
Well, Mike is a dad of two young girls. They're not old enough yet to get involved.
It's super important. I would love a break right now. This is me just trying to keep this kiddo happy.
But once they are, he's in.
I'm definitely going to take advantage of as much of it as I can.
The program is open to families with kids that are ages 6 to 13, and it'll be on August 16th from 4 to 8 p.m. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flatbush.
Make those reservations now, everybody. New York and California, among 12 states now, suing to block Paramount's takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery, that lawsuit alleging the combined company would extinguish competition in Hollywood and threaten jobs all across the industry. New York Attorney General Letitia James says this mega merger would create a massive conglomerate in markets for basic cable and theatrical film releases, which will result, she says, in devastating effects for consumers as well as workers. She argues that with less competition, Paramount would be able to dictate terms to theater owners and TV providers, driving up prices for movie tickets as well as cable packages. Well, you have to be super careful these days with every email and text you get, right? Scammers already looking for new victims, and they found them on Long Island thanks to an elaborate story involving gold bars.
Authorities say these scammers are very convincing. Sergeant Tom Gabriel says in one case, a woman in Suffolk County was told to use her life savings, $140,000, to buy gold bars. And then they will be picked up from her and brought to a safe location.
They say that your assets are at risk. You need to liquidate those assets into precious metals. Most of the time it's gold. Then turn that gold over to them and they will protect it for you.
Under new legislation, large signs warning of gold bar scams will have to be visible in stores that sell the bars.
There are precious metal dealers all over Suffolk County.
I'm Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.